It was a crisp October night as we piled into the tank-like GM station wagon. The seven of us, New Hanover High School students, were embarking on a major expedition. Two in the front seat, three in the back seat, and me and my friend Susan in the rear-facing back seat. Like many youth in the Cape Fear region had done for past generations, we were going to visit the Mako Light. The Mako Light is a legendary ghost story from Mako, North Carolina, about 15 miles outside of Wilmington. In 1867, on a dark and misty night, a wood-burning freight train collided with a passenger train, which had become uncoupled from its engine on the old Wilmington-Manchester-Augusta line. Joe Baldwin, the conductor for the passenger train, ran to the caboose to frantically wave his lantern in warning to the fast-approaching freight train. But the train did not stop. Slamming into the caboose, Joe was killed instantly, decapitated in the crash, his lantern flying high up in the air and landing in the swamp. Shortly after, train engineers and local residents began reporting the apparition of a swinging lantern light on the tracks at the site of the collision. Some say it was Joe looking for his head. Others say it was Joe reliving that night from 1867, warning approaching trains. The light became so disruptive that the railroad installed a second warning light at Mako so trains would not stop for the ghost light. Thousands have reported seeing Joe's ghost light, including President Grover Cleveland in the 1880s. It was even featured as the cover story for Life magazine in the 1950s. The tracks were removed in 1977. Some say the light disappeared with the tracks, though others will tell you that old Joe still makes ghostly appearances, though not as often. Growing up, my friends and I had heard the story of Joe's ghost light many times. Now that we were old enough, we had to go try to find it on our own. We pulled off Old Mako Road into the woods with the pitch blackness of the foggy night around us. The seven of us, usually full of chatter, were sitting in dead silence, nervously looking out the windows through the fog. The car came to a stop. The headlights switched off. We continued to sit in silence. The tension built as we waited to see who would get out of the car first. All of a sudden, the back window in front of the rear-facing seat to the station wagon began to roll down with a loud thud, 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 exposing Susan and I directly to the ghostly elements. We screamed in terror, causing everyone else in the car to start screaming. The driver, James, swung his door open and reached onto the ground, pulling a lantern into the car, which got tossed from person to person like a hot potato. James laughed mischievously as he rolled the large back window back up from his control panel by the steering column. After things settled, we headed back to Wilmington. And though we had not exactly seen Joe that night, he was alive and well in our imaginations.